Good afternoon, Peter McIntyre with you for the next 15 minutes. Today we come to the last part of the Psalm 119, which is also the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and this section is called Tau, and we will read from the verse 169. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let my judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. We know that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. The Psalm 119 is the devotional expression of a man of God as he describes his life of worship, his life of walking with God. At the center of his life is the word of the Lord. Therefore, throughout every single section of this psalm, practically every verse, he repeats his interest in God's word. We have it here in this last part. In verse 169, he talks about thy word. Again, it is thy word in 170. In verse 171, he talks about thy statutes. In verse 172, thy commandments. In verse 173, thy precepts. In verse 174, thy law. In verse 175, thy judgments. And in verse 176, thy commandments. In different words, for what is principally the same thing, the law of the Lord, the word of the Lord, the Bible. And there is a lesson there for every Christian. We can only walk with God when we give our attention to the Bible. And it is so important to read the Bible. It is so important to read the Bible consecutively. Don't just content yourself with a passage here, a passage there, with your favourite verse here and your favourite verse there. Read through the Bible. Read through the Bible in books. Read through the Bible in testaments. Be familiar with all of the scriptures, because it is only through the word of God that we can truly live the Christian life. But what is true for the Christian is also true for the person who is not a Christian. And again, I repeat, not everybody is a Christian. Not everybody knows God. We do not become Christians through our church membership or through our celebration of the sacraments or anything like that. We only become Christians through knowing Jesus Christ as our Saviour. And the Bible teaches us how we can know God. It is only the Bible that teaches us. We need to be familiar with the Word of God. And as the psalmist comes to the end of his great work of devotional expression, he has a prayer. And the prayer is summed up through the verse 176, the very last verse of the psalm. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Seek thy servant. He's asking God to seek for him. He's confessing his sin. He has gone astray like a lost sheep. Here is a man who in 21st century New Testament language is a Christian. He knows God. He loves the word of God. He still describes himself as a lost sheep. Martin Luther, the man whose ministry stimulated the Protestant Reformation, he described the Christian as being at once both a justified and a sinner. That's very profound. Justified, peace with God, a sinner at the same time. The person who is a Christian, who looks at people who are not Christians with a sense of superiority, self-righteousness, that person needs to examine their own heart. Because we are all sinners. We're all on the one playing field. A Christian is at the same time a Christian and a sinner. He's saved and he's a sinner. He's born again and he's a sinner. And the man who wrote this psalm was very much aware of this. And that is why Martin Luther said this of the verse 176. This verse is extremely emotional and full of tears. For truly we are all thus going astray. so we must pray to be visited, sought, and carried over by the most goodly shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God, blessed forever. Amen. Someone else who wrote on this psalm, a Church of England clergyman by the name of Charles Bridges. This is what he said about this verse, something similar to what Luther said many years earlier. I cannot forbear to plead that although a rebellious prodigal, I am still thy servant, thy child. I still bear the child's mark of an interest in thy covenant. Let me then lie humbled and self-abased, but let me not forget my claim, what he has done for me. Both sinners and saints, at the same time, we always need the mercy of God. There is no one who listens to this broadcast who does not need the mercy of God. And as the psalmist came before God at the very end of this psalm, he expressed his need. He said it in the verse 169, give me understanding. And that's what we need. We need understanding. We need God to open up our eyes that we might understand the word of God. If you're not a Christian, you need understanding. You need to understand that you're a sinner, that your sin breaks God's law. We break God's law daily, not just by our actions, but by our thoughts, by our very attitudes. We break the law of God. We need to understand that. We need to understand that we are guilty of breaking God's law. We need to understand that God is just, and he hates sin, and he reproves sin. And sin is punished in hell, and that's why he has created hell, for punishing sin. But he has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem us, to purchase us, to bring us back through the shedding of his precious blood. How wonderful this is. We need understanding in relation to all of this. Our hearts need to be melted as we sit under the shadow of that cross. You see, this letter Tau, it represents something in common with many of the other letters. It simply means a sign. That's what it means, a sign. In this New Testament age, what is the greatest spiritual sign that we have? It's the cross of Christ. The cross of Christ. Because on that cross, Jesus died for sinners. And Jesus died for me. Jesus Christ is the good shepherd who gave his life for the flock. Oh, read the sign. In crimson red, there is hope. There is life for a look at the crucified one. The psalmist also had another prayer here. He said in verse 174, I have longed for thy salvation. He wanted to be saved. He longs for God's salvation. But how is he going to receive that salvation? And how can you receive that salvation? How can I know that I am a Christian? Well, again, we come back to this verse 176. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant. Seek thy servant. I have gone astray. Seek your servant. Seek him out. He's not seeking God. He is, you know, but he's not depending on his seeking. He wants God to seek him. And that's what Christ did. He told the parable, didn't he, of the lost sheep. And the shepherd went out looking for the sheep. And the Lord's looking for you. He came into the world to die for you. He sees you where you're at. Perhaps the word of God is finding you today, right where you are. The Lord's speaking to you. He's calling you. He has an interest in you. You've gone astray. But yet the Lord loves you. And he wants you to give yourself to him. What will you do? Have you any room for Jesus? He who bore your load of sin, as he knocks and asks admission, sinner, will you let him in? I thank you so much for listening.